Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Deuteronomy 11:18-20. Come, all little children, hear a special word. It's time to tell another story of our Lord. Everyone is welcome. You can bring a guest. Come and share our Savior. It's time for SOS. SOS.
SOS.
Share our Savior.
Share our Savior.
SOS.
SOS.
Calling on the Lord.
Calling on the Lord.
Hello again, and welcome to SOS, which stands for That's right, Share Our Savior. My name is Dave, but you can call me Mr. SOS. I'm so happy that you are listening to another SOS Children's Nighttime program. I pray that God will bless you during our time together and that you will be inspired to go and SOS
Share Our Savior
with your friends. Today I'm going to talk to you about how very special you are to God. Did you know that? Well, it's true. You are very special to God, and He knows your name. That's right. God knows your name. Do you know someone who makes you feel special? Do you have a grandma or a grandpa? I'm sure many of you do. They are very special people, aren't they? I remember my grandma. Her name was Minnie. She's living with Jesus right now, but when she was alive, I remember how special she made me feel. I'd like to tell you a story about a grandma. It goes like this. A grandma embraced her grandson, as only a grandma can do, and whispered in his ear,
"You are special."
It's true. She held him gently, rubbed his head, and before he went out to play, his grandma bounced him on her knee, and she would always say,
"You are special, this I know, and someday you will be a special kind of person who makes other people happy."
The little boy grew older, and when his grandma came, she would always hold him and say those words again. He liked to hear his grandma's voice because it was soft and kind. Before she left to go back home, she'd say those words every time.
"You are special, I know, and someday you will be a special kind of person who makes other people happy."
When he turned a teenager, he didn't really know just what he thought about some things, and his feelings were hard to show. When his grandma came to visit, she just lightly touched his head, but he didn't mind inside because his grandma always said,
"You are special, this I know, and someday you will be a special kind of person who will make other people happy."
Then he went off to college, and some nights he would sit alone, remembering those special times when Grandma would come to his home. He'd check his mail every day, and he'd sat at night to read it. And when his grandma sent him a letter, every time she repeated,
"You are special, this I know, and someday you will be a special kind of person who makes other people happy."
All grown up and married now, with a family of his own. Time had passed so quickly, and Grandma was far from his home. He thought of her so often and wished he could see her more. He missed those words she used to say in his younger days before.
"You are special, this I know, and someday you will be a special kind of person who makes other people happy."
Then word came through a phone call that his grandma had taken ill. So the man flew to be with her, and he sat beside her still, rocking side by side again, just the two of them alone. And he glanced at her and knew that soon his grandma would be gone. So he took her hand, and he held it gently, and trembling he spoke the words that she had taught him, though his voice was somewhat broke. "You are special, Grandma. This I know, and always will you be a special kind of person who makes other people happy." That night, this man lay thinking about those words his grandma had taught, how he carried them all through his life, how they had strengthened him a lot. He went to the phone to call his son. A lump in his throat made him still. Then something stirred emotion inside, and he softly whispered, "Son, you are special. You are special, this I know, and someday you will be a special kind of person who makes other people happy." The end. Isn't that a great story? What a nice grandma she was to that boy. She kept reminding him all through his life how special he was, and he grew up hearing and feeling special. Do you feel special? I hope so, because you know you are, and God thinks so too. God thought you were special long before you were even born, and God knows your name. That's right, God knows your name. That's how special you are. And there's a verse in the Bible that I'd love for you to learn and remember for the rest of your life. So I'm going to have Patrick, one of our SOS kids, say that for you right now.
God said, "I have called you by name. You are mine." Isaiah 43, verse 1.
God said, "I have called you by name. You are mine." Isaiah 43, verse 1. We can even sing this verse. This is a great way to remember a Bible verse.
God said, "I have called you by name.
Megan, Kathleen,
you're mine." God said, "I have called you by name.
Jerusha,
Shannon,
you're mine. I have called you by name.
Niels,
Robert.
I have called you by name.
Patrick.
God said, "I have called you by name.
Megan.
You're mine.
Robert.
You're mine.
Kathleen.
You're mine." Isaiah 43, verse 1. God said, "I have called you by name.
Niels.
You're mine." God said, "I have called you by name.
Patrick.
You're mine. I have called you by name.
Joshua.
I have called you by name.
Megan.
God said, "I have called you by name.
Travis.
You're mine. You're mine.
Kathleen.
You're mine.
Niels."
Isaiah 43, verse 1. Isaiah 43, verse 1.
What a great verse to remember. Let's say it together, shall we? God said, "I have called you by name. You are mine." Isaiah 43, verse 1. That's very good. No matter where you are in life, and no matter what you're doing, always remember these words. You are special. So special that God even knows your name.
When you know you're special, it's fun to be alive. It's nice to be reminded if you're age 2 or 85. So don't be all that worried when things don't go real fine. Remember, God says, "I have called you by your name. You're mine."
Well, it's time to go now, my friends. But before we do, let's pray together, shall we? It would be great if you would pray the SOS prayer with Niels. Let us pray.
Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thanks that I am free. Grant that I may always know that you died and rose for me. When I am sleeping or awake, I pray that you will be right beside me now and always. I give my life to thee. Amen.
Take what you have heard now, and remember as you play, if you stay close to Jesus,
you'll have a carefree day.
'Cause he is always with you.
He will always care.
Jesus gives us strength
that comes to us in prayer.
He will always listen.
He is in this place.
Jesus is your Savior.
Put on a happy face.
Have a great week, my friends, and remember, don't worry.
Be happy.
I am.
I am.
somebody.
Somebody.
Cause I'm special.
Special.
You are. Somebody.
Somebody.
Cause you're.
Special.
Special. God made me. He made you too. The only one who's just like you. All I have, He gave to me. Sent His Son to set me free. I am. Somebody.
Somebody.
Cause I'm. Special.
Special.
You are. Somebody.
Cause you're
special.
Special.
I am.
Somebody.
Cause I'm. Special.
Special.
You are.
Somebody.
Cause you're.
Special.
Special. Cause you're.
Special.
Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thanks that I am free. Grant that I may always know You died and rose for me. As I go to sleep this night, I pray that You will be right beside me now. My life to Thee. I give my life to Thee. Thank You, Jesus, for another day. Thank You, Jesus, for this day. Thanks that I am free. Grant that I may always know that You died and rose for me. And as I go to sleep this night, I pray that You will be right beside me now and always. I give my life to Thee. Amen. I'm so glad that you listened to your SOS Nighttime Tape. I hope it helps you to know that you are loved and cared for. And may you be filled with good health, happiness, and an abundance of hope, knowing that Jesus is beside you now in spirit. Good night, my friend, and may God bless you.